the D-line.
For an offensive lineman, I think that's a fine day's work.
He paves the way for Gore.
Gore shoved ahead by Alex Boone for a first down.
He protects number 7.
The offensive line came out, they dominated up front.
He is Alex Boone.
Are you ready to have fun?
The laughable, lovable, lethal O-lineman.
Next thing I know, I got a rhino named after me.
With Murph and Mac.
I love it.
On KNBR 680.
Yeah, you want to talk about getting ready. The next 8 49ers games are going to be pretty damn interesting and entertaining. And
where
the man
it gets good.
In the middle of it is our buddy Alex Boone, the Alex Boone Show. Presented by Le Boulanger, the Bay Area's premier family-owned bakery cafe. Visit one of their 18 Peninsula South Bay locations today or online at leboulanger.com. I always feel so sophisticated when I say that. On the Ring Central guest line, Alex Boone. How are you, Alex? How's it going, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Hey, man,
doing good, man. We're jonesing for some 49er football after the bye week, and you guys were out of the country. It's good to have you guys back at Candlestick on this Sunday, huh? You must be feeling good being back home, right?
I can't wait. I mean, I've been away for too long. You know, feels like a month. It's been a week, but you know, I'm excited to be back, and we're ready to roll.
So these Panthers, Alex, man, I'm starting to listen to the pundits around the country, and there's a lot of talk about the Panthers as a team on the rise. How seriously are you guys taking this challenge on Sunday?
Very. You know, you look at this team, and they're 5-3. They're a good team. They're in the playoff hunt. You know, they got an exceptional defense. You know, they got a good offense, and this is one of those teams where, you know, you don't hear much about them. I think it's because we're on the West Coast and they're so far on the East Coast. We don't really hear a lot about them, so you never know what to think when you're watching film. And then you watch about two or three games and you're like, wow, this defense is something, you know. they're not messing around. They're going to hit you at every minute of every game, and that's what they do. They're physical. They like to hit people. They love to hit the quarterback, and they do a good job of what they do.
Man, oh, man, it is a really impressive team. Second in the league in scoring defense, second in rushing defense, Alex. That's you guys. That's like, you want to take it personally. I mean, you guys like to run the ball, and you and your mates on the O-line, you're the guys who established that tone. So maybe is that to you the matchup? Is it the line of scrimmage, their running D against your running O? Is that the matchup of the game?
I mean, I think overall the whole game is going to be, you know, won or lost in the trenches. It always is. But, you know, more specifically this game will be, yeah, you know, they're going to be out there to stop our run game, and that's what we love to do, and that's what we've been doing effectively. So, you know, this is one of those games where you got to continually stay on blocks. You know, you can't just let them go. You know, they do such a good job of chasing down ball carriers, quarterbacks, you know, everybody. They're always just moving to the ball. They're never stopping, and that's what they do, and that's what they pride themselves on. So this is going to be one of those games where it's going to be, hey, we're going to ride them all the way until we hear that whistle, maybe even the echo of the whistle.
Hmm. Yeah, and Alex, like Murph was saying at the beginning of the piece today, you know, you guys coming off the trip and then the bye week and everything, and it's the halfway point in the season, and you got your 30-year-old workhorse back there, Frank Gore. I'm just wondering, maybe even though you're not in your normal rhythm when you're traveling like that, maybe this bye week at this time of the season, and you guys are polishing up the run game so nicely, you know, where is Frank health-wise, and is this a good time for him to get refreshed and maybe unplug a little bit before we get started again against Carolina?
I think anytime you can put the bye week right in the middle of the season, it's great. You know, you kind of separate one half of the season to the other, and guys can get rest up, and you know what the second half's going to be like, and I think Frank right now is 100%. He's always been for us. Anytime he's out there, he's giving you 100% of what he's got, and to the offensive line, that's huge. You know, he's never out there, you know, hey, I'm gonna try and run out of bounds, or, you know, he's like, anytime I can get extra yards, I'm getting them, and you love that when it's an offensive lineman. So I think Frank is doing a tremendous job for us.
So a little bit specifically on their front seven, the guys you're going against, is it Charles Johnson you'll be facing, the guy out of Georgia, Edwards, the guy out of Oregon State? Will you face, and I don't want to pronounce his name wrong,
go ahead.
Star Lotulelei, or out of Utah, are you going to be going up against him? And also Luke Kuechly, their big linebacker. Will you ever find yourself up against him? Kuechly.
Yeah, they do a good job of moving guys around. So you're pretty much, every guy on the O-line is playing pretty much against everybody versus their defense. Their linebackers are downhill. They're very smart. This is probably the smartest group of linebackers we've seen, you know, just looking at our guys. But these guys, they know where the ball's at. They're smart. They get there. You know, they don't really put themselves in bad positions where they can't recover. You know, and you just see you know, the guy's on one half of the field, and you think he's sealed. Next thing you know, he's making the tackle on the other half, and you're, where did this guy come from? You know, and they just do such a great job of always getting the ball, having good instincts, and that's what makes them a great defense.
Hey, man, we've been psyched to learn this week about the guys coming back to the team and starting to practice and work out again. We talked about Alden Smith a lot, and here comes Manningham, and now Crabtree is working out and stuff. So just give us a little bit of an update on the guys, how they're doing, what it was like to get kind of reacquainted with them in practice and out there on the field again.
You know, Rio's back. We're extremely excited to have him back. Great receiver. Everybody's just, you know, can't say enough about him. Worked his butt off all offseason and did a great job. Crabtree's coming back. Saw him in pads yesterday. He's doing a great job running routes, catching balls. You know, anything you throw at him, he just catches. That's unbelievable. And Alden's back. It's always great to have Alden back. We missed Alden, and you know, smiles on his faces, and he seems very happy. So that's good. That's what we want. We want our brothers to be happy.
You know, Alex, you had spoken out about Alden, and, you know, and his personal issues with abuse or substance abuse, and you said, "Hey, man, if he needs me, I'm here for him," and all that, and just kind of, to the extent that you can, on a public radio show, share with us maybe any life help or life advice you might have given him or still continue to give him, because I mean, hey, everybody's human, and people who are listening have these issues too.
Absolutely, you know, when I first saw Alden, you know, I just gave him a hug. I told him I was happy to see him. I told him he looked great. You know, he had a smile on his face, and it was kind of the first time you could really tell he was just happy to be happy. So, you know, we had talked about some things, and you know, I kind of expressed some feelings, and he did too. And, you know, hey, you know, if you ever need me, you know, you call me. And you know, Alden's a great person. He really is. You know, he's a great guy. He's got such a big heart, and, you know, I'm excited for him to come back. You know, this is going to be one of those things that he's going to be even better, you know, and we're excited for that. And to see him out there in those pads and have him back was just it was a good feeling for the team.
Such a young man, and everybody's rooting for a success story here. And he took a good chunk of time away, and here we go. Like you said, he may be better than ever. Alex, we wouldn't be enjoying a show like yours if we didn't get insight like yours into the big national story that's going on with this Richie Incognito, Jonathan Martin story.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, but here's the story. It's like there's so much we don't know. So I guess I can only ask you about things that you can speak to, and that would be, because now, even today, like, by the way, I don't know if people know this, but, and Kate just tweeted this out, another first-person story from a guy who played with both teams, both guys, kind of paints Jonathan Martin as a little bit of an odd duck in this whole thing, and that Incognito tried to help him a lot. So, I mean, there's all sorts of facts that are coming out as the week goes on, and we don't know. But you can speak to, Alex, what it's like in the locker room and what kind of, like, mentality there is when, I don't know, veteran players try to sort of break and build younger players. Does that go on? Do you guys try to, you know, take a younger player who you might think needs some building and break him to build him?
You know, I don't think that's really... It's never the players that do that to you. Any player that's trying to break you down is not a good player. He's not a good friend. He's not a good teammate. I've never seen that. I've never seen a player try to break another player down. I've seen coaches try to break players down all the time. I mean, that's their job. Their job is to break you down, to make you tougher, to make you understand the game, to make you know what you're going into. You know, that's what the coaches do. And they do a great job of that over here, believe me. They love it. But the players... they do not break you down. They're supposed to build you up. They're supposed to be the ones you come alongside of and say, hey, you know what? You're my dude. I need you right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I need. And you know, this whole situation has kind of gotten out of control. But I think the one thing that people forget, and this is very important to remember, is these are football players. These aren't people that go to work and wear suits and ties. And, you know, we have HR and we understand there are rules. There are no rules in that locker room. That is a jungle. And it is fun. It is a blast to be in there. And sometimes it gets taken too far, you know, and people say the wrong thing, but that's always in-house. Richie was wrong for taking it too far. Yeah, he took it a little too far. No question. It's Richie Incognito. Everybody knows who he is. Jonathan Martin, you know, you hear about people saying he was in the wrong because he took something that was in-house, out of house. That's wrong. He should have dealt with it, and he should have. You're a man. You're a man in this league. You should have punched him. You should have told him off. You should have did whatever. But, you know, sometimes the way people go about it, they think, you know, you know, what was he doing? He should have just handled it himself. He should have, yeah. But, you know, at the same time, that's not who he was. That's not what he did. You know, that wasn't his personality. You hear it, all these guys are saying it. That wasn't his personality. He was quiet. He was a lone duck. You know, he didn't want to be bothered. And you know, maybe Richie took it too far, but, you know, you wish that he wouldn't have just gotten straight up and left and went and, you know, told everybody in ESPN. And, you know, you kind of wish he would have just told Richie off, or, you know, that would have been cool to see that. But, you know, it's just kind of troubling right now in the NFL. And you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens from here.
So what frustrates you the most or interests you the most from afar? Is it that how much we on the outside don't understand your culture, or are you frustrated more with Martin or Incognito? Like, what has been your sort of emotional reaction to it?
You know, and I just kind of laugh when you said it's my culture. It kind of just feels weird saying that. But I think it's the people don't understand our culture. And I talk like we're completely different people or something.
Yeah, like, you're right.
Well, you
different species,
in a
yeah.
ways.
Yeah. Yeah, like we're from another world or something.
Totally.
But seriously, you know, the people on the outside, they don't understand what it's like to be in the NFL. You know, you're not, it's not all gummy bears and hugs every day. It is, you know, funny stuff that just kind of taken past the line of lines, and that's when it gets even funnier. And, you know, you're out there hitting guys all day, and you're angry, and you come back in the locker room, and things are thrown around. And I mean, that's just normal. I mean, that's what do you expect from a guy that's been outside for 2 hours, hitting his head against a brick wall, and then comes in and has to hear that he didn't do a good enough job? You know, I mean, that's what the locker room is for. It's for crazy guys to go in and have fun and be brothers and do their thing. And sometimes, you know, guys aren't, they're not into that. And, you know, I've never seen a guy not enjoy a locker room, but, you know, Jonathan didn't enjoy it. Maybe he should have just walked away more. You know, maybe he shouldn't have been so gullible, or maybe he should have just, you know, said something. You wish he would have just said something like, "Hey guys, leave me alone. You know, I'm not into all this, and I'm it's not funny, you know, but, you know, it's a whole interesting story to me in general."
Has there, just kind of in wrapping it up, have you guys had to use this as a, what they call a teaching moment or whatever? I mean, has Harbaugh and you guys as team leaders had to kind of give a refresher, like, "Hey guys, we don't want what happened in Miami to happen here, so let's keep the lines of communication open, or let's not haze a certain way"? I mean, have you guys at all applied lessons from this story to your locker room?
Dude, we don't have problems like that in our locker room. We don't. We are a complete family over here. I've never once seen, you know, something go too far. You know, you always see the little skirmishes and the little guys coming at each other and going at each other and having fun with it, but I've never once seen it go too far with where a fight broke out, to where, you know, somebody had to go tell somebody. That's not how we roll here. You know, everyone's got such a great personality, a great sense of humor. We all just kind of make fun of each other, and we just play off of that. And you know, I'm sure if somebody here did feel like they were being bullied, they would say something. You know, I trust those guys in that locker room to be men about it, and they are. And you know, we just go from there.
Nice,
well,
man.
As always, eloquent and insightful.
Yeah, great
Alex
insight
Spoon,
today,
that's
man.
Why we, that's why Good. We have you. It's why we love having you on, man. So you got work to do to beat the Carolina Panthers.
Go do your thing, Alex.
It's going to be a really fun game to watch on Sunday. So you do that, and we'll talk next week, all right?
Sounds great, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Alex Boone. Always good on KMBR 680, the Sports Leader.